purpose.
Amen.
That's good. That's good.
I'm pressed for a purpose. Hey.
Y'all too, cut it out back there.
I'm pressed for a purpose. I need y'all to listen. I'm pressed for a purpose. 1 Corinthians 4, 8 through 9. I am pressed for a purpose. If we're going through a situation in our life and we're being pressed, it's because God have a purpose for us.
Amen.
Amen.
We are pressed on every side. Mm-hmm. Every side. We pressed.
Amen.
You look to the left, we press. We look to the right, we press. In front of us, we press. Behind us, we press. I am pressed for a purpose. Amen. 1 Corinthians 4, 8 through 9. We are pressed on every side. Amen.
You think you already have everything you need. You think you are already rich. You have begun to reign in God's kingdom without us. I wish you were really reigning already, for then we would be reigning with you. Instead, I sometimes think God has put us apostles on display, like prisoners of war at the end of a victor's parade, condemned to die. We have become a spectacle to the entire world, to people and angels alike.
Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes we are put on display in front of people because they're trying to see who we are. Mm-hmm. So in order for God to turn our light on, we have to be pressed. Mm. The definition, anybody knows the definition of pressed? What does press mean? Sister Ashley.
I'm gonna say to use pressure or force.
Use pressure or force. Amen. Anybody else? Administration.
Squished.
Squished. She said squished like a bug. Squished. Anybody else before I tell you? Pressed. Yes?
I think it's like how mentioned the word depressed because like if you're sad and like not happy, but I think pressed means you're sad and like not happy, but I think pressed means you're happy. Pressed, that's his way of looking at it. Amen. Amen. We define pressed means flattened, shaped, smoothed out
by application or pressure, typically from an iron, a crushing or squeezing. Like when we want to make a biscuit, right? When we want to make a biscuit, we flatten the dough and we roll it and press it. Huh? I got that. Thank you. Thank you, sweetheart. We flatten the dough and we roll it and press it, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. When we want to make fruit, what we do? Squeeze it. Mm-hmm. When we want to make fruit juice, we squeeze it. We want to make lemonade, we what? Squeeze it. Olives. When we want to get olive oil, olive oil, mm-hmm. we what? Squeeze it.
Yes.
We squeeze it till the oil come out. Mm-hmm. And when we squeeze it, we get something called what? What's the substance called?
Well.
She said, oh. The juice.
Oh.
That was so funny. It's the truth. She said, oh, baby. We squeeze the olive, we get the oil. We squeeze the lemon, we get the juice. What?
So like you're saying the word pressing means like, so you said that like, if you want to make olive oil, you make
You use olives.
Yeah, but like, if that, like, God's the person who's like making you and he's like making you strong.
Yes! 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 He get it! Yes. So I'm saying he's trying to listen. Yes. He get it. Yes. He says God is pressing us.
Yes.
That's the point.
Yes.
To get the juice and the best from us.
That's right.
Yes. This kid knows. The reason why we go through things and we are pressed is to get the best from us. Yes. You can't get juice if you don't press it.
Right.
That's right.
The orange, if you don't squeeze the lemon. So sometimes we're faced and we're squeezed with stuff. We're squeezed with things to get the best from us. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
To get the best from you, or the best juice from any fruit or veggie, you must be pressed. Look at your neighbor and say, I gotta be pressed.
I gotta be pressed.
Amen.
Amen.
I'ma use this. The best mashed potatoes come from pressing of a potato. Mm-hmm. Listen at the process. Mm-hmm. When we eat mashed potatoes, they're so delicious, huh?
Yes. Yes.
It's nice and, I'ma say, nice and buttery. Salt to your taste, butter dripping. Then you go get that beautiful gravy, and you, especially around Thanksgiving, and you just pour all that gravy over your turkey, and you pour it all over your mashed potatoes, and it's just juice all on your biscuits, and you dip your biscuits up in there, and oh, I'm getting on. Amen. I'm making myself one. When the potatoes start out, listen, now I want you to identify the potato with you.
Okay.
When the potato starts out, it's hard. Your heart is hard. It's rough. It's tough. On the outside. Yes. When we dig it out the ground, it's dirty. Uh-huh. That's how God, he pick us up, yes. We dirty.
Yes.
He wash us off, like the potato. We rough and we brown on the outside. We hard. You can't eat no raw potato, right? Mm-mm. It's too hard. You'll break your teeth. Because it's too hard. The potato starts out, it's hard. It's rough. It's brown. It's not attractive. See, after God do all these things, we become attractive. It does not look appetizing. We don't look appetizing when we first get saved. We look like the streets. We look rough. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We look like we've been out there doing it, getting it. Smelling like the streets, looking like the streets, acting like the streets. We be the streets. Mm-hmm. Amen? Mm-hmm. But after the process of being bald, which is the fire of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Baked, which is the furnace of the anointing.
Yes.
To be softened, which is the softening of our hearts and the removal of the hardening of our hearts. It is removed and the brown hard covering is taken off. All the moist soft potato from the inside is taken out. After you remove the inside, you mix it, you press it, and you mash it.
Yes.
That's how you see. That's what God do. He remove you from the situation. He take you out of that situation. He mix you up with the people of God. He bring you together with the people of God. He press you during your time here. He break them chains. He mash you and mold you. He put you on the potter's wheel and he shape you. Right.
Right.
Amen. That was the best illustration I can use. And he add his seasoning.
Amen.
Yes, he does.
He add his Holy Ghost seasoning.
Yes, he does.
He put the fire of the Holy Ghost in your mouth with the evidence of speaking in tongues.
Amen.
He put the love of God on the inside.
Yes.
Yeah, Jesus. Then he mix a little love, charity, and hope in you.
Yes.
He give you a little dash of forgiveness.
Yes.
Hey, glory. Then he mix you up with some hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes.
And some glory to God. He has some glory to God on you.
Yes,
hey! Yes, and we come savor for the savor.
Yes.
We become sovereign for the Savior.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Because we all seasoned.
Yes.
We all together by now. Yes. Brother Nikhil, you get me? Then he put that butter on us, which is the oil of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Then he make us food for the master's table. Meat for the master's table. We good enough. We appetizing now. We good enough. Then the potato is pressed on every side to create a dish. We become a dish. We become suitable to put on a plate. Right. Now you can put some gravy on us. Now you can eat us. You can sop us up with a biscuit. Amen. We become appetizing. Look at your name and say, I become appetizing.
I become appetizing.
When I'm pressed by the Lord.
When I'm pressed by the Lord.
Amen. That is what God does with us. He takes something ugly, rough, put it in the fire of the Holy Ghost. He clean it up. He turned it whiter than snow. He mashed the lumps and the bumps out. He mixes all, which is the anointing of the Holy Ghost in his seasons of love, forgiveness, kindness, hope, and all his fruits of the Spirit. And he give us the flavor and make us worth something appetizing.
Amen.
And priceless.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You could sell us. You could sell us a good mesh with some good, even sweet potatoes. When you do it to sweet potatoes, put a little sugar, cinnamon, butter, brown sugar.
Yeah.
Woo! It's so good. Go to Psalms 34 and 8. And he said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Yeah.
I'm good. When they look at you, they can say, oh, boy, taste and see. She is good. She worth marrying. She's working, putting a ring on it. Beyonce ain't the only one say put a ring on it. God said put a ring on it.
That's right.
She worth a ring.
Right.
She's a virtuous woman now.
Amen.
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 Go to Psalms 34 and 8. And what it say?
Taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, the joys of those who take refuge in him.
Amen. 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 When you take refuge in God, he said, look at my progress. Look at when I pressed her and turned her in something. She's not only a meal, she a happy meal. She a happy meal. She's not only a regular meal, she's a happy meal.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He's a happy meal. He's a Burger King. Amen. He ain't no regular king. He's a Burger King. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And guess what? When he look at you, you are a piece of Popeye chicken. He take his eyes and look at you, you are a piece of Popeye chicken, baby. You good enough to eat. You crunchy, delicious, and delectable. Amen.
Amen.
God wants to know that you can be pressed and pushed and pass your pressure to achieve the purpose after the pressing. Listen at this. He said, after he press you, he going to push you. Then you going to pass under the pressure for your purpose because you was pressed. So he said, you're going to be pressed, pushed, and you're going to pass.
Amen.
Because you was under pressure to achieve your purpose after the pressing. Y'all got it? That means he had to do all kind of pressing and press stuff to get you ready. Y'all ever seen a pressure washer? That house be filthy dirty. Huh? They have mildew on the ground, oil. They put some chemicals in there and they put whatever they put in that thing and it's this whole. That house be beautiful. You don't even need to paint after that. Because it's beautiful. He done pressure. He going to pressure wash you. Look at your neighbor and say, he going to pressure wash me.
He going to pressure wash me.
Yes. He going to get you clean. You going to be whiter than snow.
Yes.
You must understand the pressing is for your best. And to get the best of you. Out of you. I know that sound crazy, but it's true. It sounds like an oxymoron. The pressing is for your good. And after you get pressed, a pair of jeans. I love my jeans starched. I don't like jeans just straight out the dryer. I'm from the old school. I'm from New Orleans. I like a crease. So I like them kind of jeans you can stand up by themselves and they standing up like somebody walking in them. That's the kind of jeans I like. I like my jean jacket creased and pressed. So at the beginning of fall, like right now, I start putting 2 or 3 pieces of my jeans in the cleaners so it can get that good hard starch because it lasts me the whole winter. You know what I'm saying? And they could be old jeans, but when I put them in the cleaners and I get them out, they look brand new.
Amen.
They get starched and they get pressed. And that's how God, I be looking bad. I was looking bad when I went in church. Now I'm all starched up.
Yes.
Now I can stand up.
Yes.
Straight.
Yes.
I don't need to lean on nothing. Hey! Yes. I can stand on my own.
Yes.
I was falling down because I was limp.
Yeah.
But when I got starched and when I got pressed, I was able to stand up on my own. Amen. Am I making sense? Am I making sense? I look
better.
I look like I'm brand new.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When you get them clothes out the kitchens, they look what? Brand new. They could be from Goodwill, but you bring them to the cleaners, get them starched and pressed and cleaned up, and look what? Brand new. Look at you there and say, God want to make me new.
God want to make me new.
In a new season. Amen. Amen. Yeah. He going to press me. He going to get the best out of me when he press me. When things go bad during the day, he pressing you.
Yes.
When things don't go your way, he pressing you. When you can't get what you think you want, he pressing you. When you don't have, you know what I said? W-A-N-T, want. God ain't gonna never not give you what you need.
Right.
He just gonna hold back what you want. Because he wants you to want him first.
Because
he says, seek thee first the kingdom of heaven and all his righteousness and all things shall be added. Which means all you want is in God.
Amen. Yes.
Everything you need. If you just tell God, Lord, I'm seeking you first, but I do want such and such.
Yeah.
Tell me how to get it. Tell me what to do. How should I go about it? I want this man, but I want you first. Then he gonna say, don't call him for a week. And you like, you start panicking. He gonna say, he called you today, don't call him to Friday. And you like, oh y'all, don't really try me. But he trying to see who first. If you gonna put him first and not give in to yourself. If he for you, he gonna come back to you. If he for you, he gonna pick up the phone when you call him. The Bible said be anxious for nothing. But in all things by prayer and supplication, tell God, Lord, I'm putting this down for you. I'm this week, Lord, I'm fasting from that name. I ain't gonna call him. For a week. He called me. I'ma say, okay, I'ma talk to you. Okay, I'ma talk to you. Wednesday come. Okay, I'ma talk to you. Oh Lord. Thursday come. Oh Jesus, I'ma talk to him. I just said, did he just start saying stuff? Don't lie now, because you fall asleep. Lord, I fell asleep. And you said, Lord, put me to sleep. And you go back and forth. Cause you don't want to do it. Then the Lord say, call him. Then you get sassy. Nah, wait till later. You're strong now. You done been pressed.
Right.
Now you can say, oh, well, whatever. Yeah. You done got through. You done made it. So then you're going to try to press your luck. You're going to say, I call it, baby. When I finish my nails. After I shampoo my hair. When I cook dinner. If I feel like it. I'll just catch him in the morning. That's when you know you're over. You done made it over. Look at you says, I done made it over.
I done made it over.
We done all did it. You must understand the pressing is for your best and to get the best of you out of you and who you are. Go to Genesis 50 and 20. He won't get the best out of you. Say, I'm the best of the best.
I'm the best.
And God wants the best for me.
God wants the best for me.
He do. He ain't going to give you no junk.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
He ain't gonna give you no junk. He want the best for you.
Amen.
Where your Bible, Jada? 50 and 20. I want Jada to read that for me, cause she got her eyes closed. She must be sleeping. Wake up, Jada. Amen.
Amen.
50 and 20. I'm on my babies today, huh? Yay. Genesis 50, scripture 20. 50 and 20. There should be a 50 and a 20 there. Mm-hmm. Tell me when you got it. You got it? Help us, Shishi. Amen.
Amen.
Number 50 and 20.
Day to save much people alive.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Read it, Sister Lathan. What did it say?
You intended to harm me, but God intended it all for good. He brought me to this position so I could save lives of many people.
Amen. Yes. You know why you got a purpose? So you could save lives of many people.
That's right. Mm.
That's why he pressing you.
That's right.
So you could bring people to God.
That's right.
He fixing you. Because it's in you to be fixed. He getting the best out of you so you can be the best for somebody else.
Amen.
It ain't for you.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
I like that.
Amen.
He fixing you so you can fix somebody else.
Yes.
He fixed me so I can fix y'all.
Amen.
He fixing you so you can fix somebody else. Amen. He want the best of the best. If you in here, raise your hand and say, I'm the best.
Of the best.
And everything you do is the best.
Yes.
God don't make junk. He don't choose junk to do work in. He ain't made junk. See, if he didn't think you was capable, you wouldn't be sitting here getting your instructions.
Right. Amen.
Romans 8 and 28. Give me Romans 8 and 28, Sister Anita. Romans 8 and 28, Missionary Anita. I'm waking them up, glory. I'm waking them up.
We know that God works all things together for good, for the ones who love God, for those who are called according to his purpose.
Yes,
Jesus. Amen, Sister Ashley, read that for me again. See what I do? I know who I'm teaching. Romans 8, 28, Jesus.
I'm my bag. I'm on the phone, I used to.
Is that Romans 28? No, it's 8 and 28. Look at the girl.
I ain't gonna make it.
Jesus.
You're gonna make it. You're gonna make it.
You got this.
You're gonna make it.
I can't
use
the Bible.
Pay attention. This girl looking for. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord, bless him, Jesus. Ooh, I love all y'all. I kiss my kids. Girl, she's
okay.
You got it. Amen.
Romans 8 and
28.
And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called. To them who are the called according to his purpose.
Amen. Jesus on the main line. Administrator Lathan, read your virgin.
And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them.
Amen. I love y'all so much.
We love you too.
But guess what? I know how to get my peoples. Amen. I get them together.
Yes.
She was like, "What do that back there?" She said, "Oh Lord, I ain't gonna make it." God has a special way to get the all from us.
Yes.
He knows what each of us need to get the pure, sanctification from us. God knows what each one of us need to get the purity and sanctification from us. When you open your mouth and confess with your mouth that you love God and you are a believer, he knows what you need.
Amen.
Philippians 4 and 13. He knows what you need. Shay, give me Philippians 4 and 13. Philippians 4 and 13.
I've got like a verse on my screen. So
what does it say?
It says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Hey! Affirmation! Hey, glory! He on the ball again!
Amen!
He said it's on his chain.
Amen!
That's exactly what it said. Really, Shay?
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Hey! Thank you, Jesus. Now, that's confirmation. Yeah. That's why God knows. I told you, God give me confirmation.
Yes.
That's confirmation. I can do all things. Who knew that child was going to wear that scripture on his neck?
Amen.
The same day, only God.
Only God.
You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you.
Yes.
He wants the best from you.
Yes.
He's pressing you to get the all, the best all. He made you. He knows you. If you're going through anything in any situation, that's because God is pressing you to get your purpose fulfilled.
Yes.
He's pressing you to get it out you because he know he made you. He know what you're capable of doing.
Amen.
He know if I let Sister Yvonne loose, she going to take a sword and she going to chop every neighborhood down.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
Serious.
Yes.
I'm serious. God know, Sister Ashley, I could put her in any place where people cooking, and she going to come out as pure gold.
Amen.
He put it in her.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen.
I could put Sister Anita anywhere, and she going to pray the house down.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
That's just God putting in you your purpose.
Amen. Amen.
If you in your lane and you operate in your purpose, you're going to be prosperous.
Amen.
You're going to be abundant in it because that's where you belong. That's what you was chosen to do. I can put our administrator Lathan in any administrative situation and she going to open the door.
Amen.
God going to open the door for her.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
Her gift. The gifts make room for you.
Yes.
Whatever in you, God going to press it and get out of you. You might not want to do it, but guess what? It's what you do.
Amen.
The very thing, let me tell you something. You know how you called to do what God wants you to do? The very thing you want to do, he ain't going to let you do.
Mm.
But how you know God wants you to do it? Because you ain't going to want to do it.
Mm.
That's
yeah,
the truth.
That's true.
It's like, I don't want to do this. I'm serious. I hate going there.
Right.
I do not want to do this. But that's what God.
Oh, yes. Hey, glory.
I'm serious.
Yes.
But when you are blessed in your purpose and you begin to fulfill it and walk in it and get satisfied with it, whatever it is that God called you to do, they won't even have to pay you for it.
Yep.
You will go in that situation and do it for free because it's your purpose and you love doing it. I'm serious. When you chose to do something, that's the very thing you don't want to deal with.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, Lord, here I go. You just don't. You know what I chose to do? Be responsible for people.
Mm-hmm.
I already know it. I hate it. But it's what God told me to do.
Right.
I'm doing my assignment. Nobody walks in the tulips doing their assignment.
Right.
I don't think you're going to go to work every day with a smile on your face. Half the time you go in there because you need a paycheck. And most of the time you go in there because you know what you're doing.
Amen.
You just hate the fact that you know what you're doing and nobody can do it better than you.
Amen.
But you're like, Lord, I feel like going in here.
Amen.
But you can do it without even studying it.
Right.
Anything. I'm going to tell you something. Another way you know what something is your purpose, it's like it's embedded in you.
Yes.
You know, without somebody even telling you, it's like a sixth sense. It's like nobody came to tell you about it. You know what you're doing.
Right.
You ain't even study. It's just you know it.
Yep.
You predict it. It's like nobody don't tell Sister Ashley how to mix up seasoning or how to fix something. She might look at little ideas on YouTube or Facebook or whatever, but she put her own ingredients in there.
Amen.
She don't follow everything that people say. Because she knows she don't.
Amen.
Nobody can tell Sister Yvonne about spiritual warfare. Because she know about it.
Amen.
She can tell you about it.
Yes. Amen.
Because it's in her.
Amen.
Some things she's told me and I was like, oh, really? You know? Mm-hmm. Because I didn't even know it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's her area. Yes.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Certain scriptures and prayers Anita come up with and certain things she say, that's her area.
Yeah. Amen.
Administrative stuff, like you'll come to me, your mama could do that, I ain't know nothing about that program. Because
mm-hmm.
that's her area.
Amen.
Whatever is in you and your area and your purpose, you don't want to do it, but that's what God got you doing.
Amen.
Like, why I got to do this? Mm. Why I got to be responsible for all these people? I want to be me. I just get in the car and say, I just want to drive away. I said, any highway I see, I just want to get on it and go.
Yeah.
I always was like that. I just leave. But I can't run and I can't hide. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm responsible.
Yeah.
God got me responsible. As soon as I think I can get a little freedom, here come another responsibility. I got mama hanging on me. That ball and chain golf again. Dragging me down. I can't get away. Like an anchor. An anchor in a deep pile of water. Down to the ground. I can't move. She got me on lockdown. I'm like, no. Got another ball and chain on me. Lord, break the chains, Lord. I'll be hot. He said, you know what? I'm going to give you another one. Every time I ask him to take me one chain and pop it, he give me another chain.
Yeah.
So I just need to be satisfied with God got me and shut up before he asks some more. I obviously ain't learned my lesson yet. I'm still running my mouth. Amen.
Amen.
I will learn to be quiet soon. We need to understand there is no purpose without God.
Yes.
Amen.
We have to trust God enough to know that it's for our very best. And the best we are going to be is because he is breaking us. Jeremiah 29 and 11. Oh, Lord, I live it. Jeremiah 29 and 11. Give it to me. Oh, Lord. Help us.
For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you future and a hope.
I feel like Humpty Dumpty on the wall. Because I'm like, Lord, I know you're going to give me some hope. Yeah. I know the plans you got for me, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
He don't want to give me no disaster.
That's right.
That's right. Oh, my Lord. We need to understand that there's no purpose without God. I need to understand there's no purpose without God. Ephesians 2 and 10. We cannot have all the plans and the hopes. Oh, Lord. Go to Ephesians 2 and 10. I'm going to just be quiet. Because I'm just digging a hole for myself. Oh, Jesus, help me, Lord. Ephesians 2 and 10 says what?
Ooh.
Ephesians all the way in the back.
For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
We his masterpiece. We should be satisfied with that.
Yes.
Amen.
Pastor M. Rising, you God's masterpiece.
Amen.
Amen.
Be satisfied with that. You made me the way I am to be responsible.
Ephesians 2 and 10.
for God's people. Mm-hmm. But it ain't God's people that get on my nerves. It's others. It ain't God's people. I love them. I can deal with that. Yes. I know my assignment. I'm talking about Ashley. It's them other folks.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Jesus. Man. We can have all the plans and thoughts and hopes to do what we believe we want to do. But God's plans won't fail. It's written in the scriptures of life for you. Proverbs 19 and 21. You can make all the plans you want.
That's right.
I'm getting married December the 4th. That's what you see. God said, yeah, we're here.
Right.
2029. Oh, he gonna fix you. Yeah, you gonna get December. He might give you one part of it, but the other part won't work. Yep. Proverbs 19 and 21.
You can make many plans, but the Lord's purpose will prevail.
You heard that?
Mm. Amen.
Yep.
Y'all do this at oom. That means you better swallow that. That's take that and swallow it.
Yes.
You can look, if you got something to drink in front of you, I want you to take a sip. Cause guess what? Guess what? He said you can have all the plans. You can have all the plans you want.
That's right.
His purpose gonna prevail.
Yep.
That's right.
You don't prevail me? Who don't prevail me? Google prevail, Ashley. Give me prevail. Give me the word prevail. I want somebody to Google prevail for me. And tell me what prevail mean. Hello.
To successfully persuade someone or something.
You hear what God said? He gonna successfully persuade you to do what he told you.
Amen. That's right.
Successfully. Know what that mean? It gonna get done.
That's right.
He ain't gonna fail. He gonna successfully do it. If it's his purpose for your life, he will. You can have all the dreams you want, but if God ain't in that dream, it ain't gonna happen.
That's right.
His purpose will prevail successfully.
That's right.
I better understand that my purpose is being responsible for folks and is gonna prevail successfully.
That's right.
I'm going to successfully be responsible for people.
That's right.
Because that's what God said.
That's right.
You're going to successfully be an administrator.
Amen.
You're going to successfully be a warfare woman.
Amen.
Amen.
You're going to successfully pray.
Amen.
You're going to successfully cook.
Amen.
Whatever you do in your purpose, you're going to successfully prevail.
Amen.
You're going to do it because God is giving you the purpose.
Amen.
Am I making sense?
Yes.
You have no, look at your neighbor and say, I ain't got no plans without God.
I ain't got no plans without God.
I done told y'all, if God tell you to do something, you might as well pack your bags and go.
That's right.
Because you're gone. Ephesians 1 and 11. Ephesians 1 and 11. You might as well pack your bags. Because you're gone, sister. Mm-hmm. Brother.
Furthermore, because we are united with Christ, we have received an inheritance from God. For he chose us in advance, and he makes everything work out according to his plan.
Amen.
Yes.
You think God going to work in you and you ain't an inheritance? Mm. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm an inheritance.
I'm an inheritance.
You know what inheritance means? Prosperous.
Amen.
Abundance. Yes.
Amen.
God is royalty, and I am royalty. You prosperous.
Amen.
You are inheritance of Abraham. You are an inheritance of the Lord.
Yes.
So whatever your purpose is, it's going to be blessed because you are God's inheritance. I'm going to be blessed and I'm in my inheritance when I'm responsible for people. Some kind of way he gonna make a way for me.
That's right.
Because that's what he want me to do.
Yeah.
I ain't got no choice. Yes, ma'am.
Would you mind if I read mine?
Read yours, sister.
It says, we have also received an inheritance in Christ. We were destined by the plan of God who accomplishes everything according to his design.
Amen.
You already said everything.
Everything.
Amen.
If God have a desire for your life, Shay, you're going to do it.
Amen.
If God desire you to be the president, you're going to be the president.
Amen.
Chloe and Zoe, if God designed y'all to have a business, y'all going to have it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Whatever God designed you to have, you're going to get it.
Yes.
Deron, if God designed you to be a great sportsman, a sports writer, or MC, whatever God designed you to be, you're going to be the best.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Whatever God got for you, you're going to be the best at.
That's right.
You are in the inheritance of the Lord. You ain't going to fall short. You're going to successfully do it. Because you're going to prevail because God told you to do it.
Amen.
That's right. That's right.
Here are five purposes. I want you to write this down. Here are five purposes for your life as a believer. Because some of us don't know our purpose. We're working toward understanding what it is. Your first purpose is to worship God.
Amen.
That's the first reason you was born.
Mm-hmm.
To worship God. Your second reason is to be a part of God's kingdom.
Amen.
And to be in fellowship in a family of believers.
Yes.
I'm going to say it again. To be a part of God's kingdom and in the fellowship of a family of believers. We on number three, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Number three, to strive to be Christ-like as a Christian.
Yes.
When you say I'm a Christian, that means being Christ-like.
Mm-hmm.
He wants you to be obedient and disciplined. Obedient activates God's hands. When you do what God tells you to do, in spite of how you feel or what you're struggling with or what you're going through, he going to do something extra for you because you're making a sacrifice for him.
Amen.
God is all about sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
He sacrificed his life, right?
Right. Yes.
You need to sacrifice something for him.
Amen.
That's why he tell you to fast.
Amen.
That's why he tell you to pray. We don't always feel like praying. We don't always feel like fasting. We don't always feel like doing all this stuff, reading our word. But that's a sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, he calls us to discipleship. To be a fisher of men.
Amen.
That it is not about you. They got some people sitting in church for 20 years by themselves. Never bring nobody.
Yep.
For 20 years, how much word you need? You don't think you need to share with nobody?
Jesus.
20 years you go to church without inviting one person. Shame on you. He said he called you to discipleship. To be a fisher of men. He wants to use our gifts and our talents to enhance the body of Christ. Work ministry.
Yeah.
Find your hands doing something in God's house. Administrate. Missionary. Warfare and prayer. Cook. Sing. Read, sweep, vacuum, clean the bathroom, spray, put the air fresheners in the air fresheners, decorate, call people and ask them how they're doing, text somebody and say good morning, have a great day. He's called you to evangelism. You ain't got to have the title of an evangelist. You evangelize by going out and saying, how you doing? When you go to McDonald's and see Shay, she evangelizes.
Amen.
Just her saying, how you doing? Have a blessed day. Yeah. That's Amen. Evangelism.
Amen.
Because somebody going to leave knowing that young lady say, have a blessed day.
Amen.
And they going to remember that.
Amen. Yes. Yep. Amen.
That's evangelism.
Amen.
She ain't got no mic in her hand with a platform. Everybody not called to be a pastor. Everybody not called to be a prophet, a teacher, a priest, all these things. Some people just called to be a child of the king, a daughter of the king, a king of a king. You don't have to have a platform to be a believer.
Amen.
Amen.
Share God's word with other people. Evangelism is encouragement. Send a GFT or whatever that is they have on there. That say good morning, have a good day.
Amen.
That's evangelism. Wake somebody up in the morning and say, I'm just sending my good morning of love to you.
Amen.
Because I was thinking about you. Wherever God has you, at what time and whatever time is the purpose for you to discover and to use it. Wherever God have you at, you could be anywhere. God could have you at the park just walking. Use your purpose. Pray. If you're a prayer warrior, you're walking around, pray.
Amen.
Just know your purpose is priceless. Whatever God put in you as your purpose, nobody can buy. It ain't for sale. It's a gift from God.
Amen.
That's right.
My preaching ain't for sale. I don't prostitute the gospel.
Right.
Amen. I don't go out asking people for money for a word.
Mm-hmm. Right. Amen.
Or get on Facebook and say, you know what? At first I put the Cash App on there only for one day. Mm-hmm. So the people of God could see that we have mm-hmm. a new way of paying tithes and offering.
Mm-hmm.
But when that day was over, you ain't see it no more. I took it down. Because I don't want people to think we in a business of taking money
mm-hmm.
and prostituting the word.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We don't prostitute God's word.
Mm-hmm.
You give what God tell you to give. You do what you can. God knows it's from your heart.
Right.
We don't do that. I see people, you want me to tell you something? Drop a dime. Drop a dime for my time. Come back Wednesday, baby. Tonight is the $100 line. Tuesday is the $2 line. Mm. You got $2 you can get in this line Wednesday night.
Jesus.
Don't do that.
Mm-mm.
You know what you become? A sorcerer.
Mm-hmm.
A witch.
Mm-hmm.
You prostituting. See, I'm not going to tell you people who don't read tarot cards, mm-hmm. All these things that they do, and chanting and all this stuff, ain't gifted. They is.
Mm-hmm.
They use it for the wrong reason.
That's right.
God put that in them to help God's people.
Yes.
Not to prostitute it and make money off it. They got stuff on TikTok. DM me with a $50 offering.
Mm.
With a $100 offering. I told such and such. Look, Deborah Jones, I see your churn going to college at UFCFOOROR. Go to DM and send me a $500 offering.
Jesus.
That is not God.
Mm-mm. 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 Mm-mm.
Jesus.
If God laid on your heart to give the woman or the man of God something, do it.
That's amen.
Right. Amen.
But it shouldn't be sold.
Right. Amen.
I shouldn't sell you a word.
Right.
I shouldn't sell you. Tell you, you know, if you want a word from me, you got to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of nonsense is that?
Jesus.
You should be able to come to work broke as though you was rich.
Amen. Amen.
You shouldn't have to have money in your pocket to come to church.
Right.
What? God gonna make a way. That's how I look
yes.
at it.
Yes.
He want the doors open. He going to find a way to keep them open.
Amen.
I just don't believe in that. I'll put everything in storage and go sit in my house and have Bible study first. I'm not prostituting nobody for nothing. What, let God do what God gonna do.
Amen.
Do Amen. I want the house full? Were we able to make bills every month? Yes, ma'am. I do. Because he said he's a God of abundance. He can do all things. But that's what I'm looking for him to do.
Yep.
All things.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I'm not going to prostitute God's word. Mm-mm. Whatever God has for you is your purpose. Yes. Sitting in this chair is my purpose. Doing what I do is my purpose. I thank God, and I always try to send a little heart or a little something to people that send offerings or whatever to let them know you sent it with the love of Christ.
Amen.
And it's going to be applied with the love of Christ.
Amen.
Because nobody don't have to do nothing. Amen.
Amen.
You do it because God laid it on your heart. On yesterday, somebody sent me about $22. I had just spent that for something. And God gave it right back.
Amen.
Amen. He did. I looked at my phone and it was on the phone. I said, oh, thank you, Jesus. I just had spent that exact amount. And God put it right back in my pocket.
Amen. 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 Amen.
The devil means it for bad. Mm-hmm. But God always means it for good.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
So when we find ourselves fulfilling our purpose, it's God's plan for you. You have been pressed for greatness.
Yes.
What you're doing for God is great. All the time. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm great.
I'm great.
I'm great because God made me great.
I'm great because God made me great.
God don't make no junk. Mm-hmm. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we close out this lesson. We want you, God, to have your way in our life. We want to fulfill the purpose that you put in us.
Yes.
We don't want to disappoint you, God. Lord, we don't want to be pressed, but if it takes you to press us to get us to do whatever it is that you need us to do to represent you for the glory of God and for your kingdom, have your way.
Have your way, Lord Jesus.
Let your will be done.
Yes.
Give us grace and mercy as we go through it. Bring us through. Because, Lord, we know we are pressed on every side, but you are on every side we are pressed on.
Hallelujah.
And we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
As we get ready to eat together and love on each other and fellowship, bless the hands that cooked it.
Yes, Jesus.
Bless the minerals and the vitamins and make it nourishable for our bodies.
Yes, Jesus.
Give her a triple portion.
Yes,
for her sacrifice.
Yes, Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.